Today is Tuesday, the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. The monks of Pluscudon Abbey sing the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favourably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Saviour for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. and you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Christmas Eve, and we hear Zechariah reflecting on what the birth of the child Jesus will mean for his world. What, in all honesty, does his birth mean to your world and to the world around you today? One meaning is that we might serve him without fear. There is still much in our world to be afraid of. Sickness, loneliness, terrorism, meaninglessness, the list goes on. What particular fears would you ask the coming Saviour to release you from? Christ's birth is presented as the fulfillment by God of a promise made long ago. Where do you experience in your own life God's faithfulness to his promises? Listen again now, noticing the description of the kind of person the baby whose birth we celebrate tomorrow will grow up to be.
John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favourably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Saviour for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
What do you want to say to a man, to a God, like this?
O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.